This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, you're in the back seat with Simon and Michael on this lovely Monday. Well, not lovely, it's a Monday afternoon. I wouldn't say lovely though. However, with us in the studio is a lovely man, actually, Simon. A lovely man.
He's very lovely. And I'd have to say one of the most popular DJs on the gay scene in Australia.
Oh, just popular full stop.
I know.
He's a lovely man, and his name is Adam Love. Hello, Mr. Love.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
No worries.
It's wonderful to have you here.
It's so great to be in this studio.
It's a bit fancy.
I've never been into the studio before. I've spoken on the phone once or twice, but I didn't realise how big they were.
But we'd like to dance in here sometimes.
True. You know? We need room for that, don't we?
We do need room for that, indeed. Now, Simon, I feel as though I'm intruding into like a little DJ convention at the moment. So, you know, you are the person in the know about all these things, DJ-wise.
The reason that I wanted to get Adam in is that we see Adam DJing at so many clubs in Melbourne and in Sydney, and it's nice to know a little bit more about the person behind the music.
Indeed.
So with your history, what age did you start DJing and what got you into it?
I started DJing. I discovered my first CD when The Music Didn't Stop when I was in high school, which was a long time ago.
It's not that long ago. For goodness sakes, don't you start.
When I turned, I'm 28 now, but when I turned 18, I basically went to the bank and got a loan and got my vinyl decks and got my CDJs and a mixer and everything and learned how to DJ. And that was back, that was when I was living in Perth. And about a year and a half later, I moved to Melbourne and really got my ground, I suppose, in Melbourne, in the club scene in Melbourne.
Yeah, yep.
And was there for 4 years, and I've been in Sydney for four. And it's always so good to be able to come back down and play, because it's quite sentimental being able to, you know, come and run into a lot of people. And there's always the anthems that people love down here. So
yeah, true.
Yeah, so it's great to be back.
Now, you would have noticed, I suppose, in the time that you've been gone, the club scene's changed quite a bit in Melbourne. What do you find is the biggest change that you've noticed?
Yeah, there was a lot changing in Commercial Road when, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, the market was still going and exchange was still going. And now I think things have spread out so much. The Peel had only just been renovated.
Right,
You've got Doof, which was in the city, and then it went down to now it's down on Chapel Street. The GH had, I think it only just had the renovation, or the renovation was just finishing when I moved away. So things have changed completely, and the nightlife is really pumping down here.
It's done a bit of a 360, hasn't it?
It's been a big change. Like, it has been big change. Even in the last, I haven't been out. I used to go out a lot, right?
Yeah.
You know, and even the last 6 months or so, 12 months, things have just gone. Have changed. Maybe I'm just old.
Look, I would agree with you, but I'm older than you, so you'll just give it back to me twice as hard. So I'll let sleeping dogs lie there. Who are some of your favourite DJs?
Oh, where do we start? I've got so many favourites. I'm loving what, I mean, you know Halenaise.
Yep.
Her and I go way back. We sort of started DJing in Melbourne around the same time. So she's a good favourite. I really love her, you know, her style of her house.
Yeah, yeah.
Big fan of Alex Taylor. There's a, he's been playing some great stuff lately in Melbourne. It's so hard to narrow it down to one, really. But where do you start? Who's your favourite? There's so many.
Yeah,
these days.
True. So, are you finding that that you're drawn towards a particular genre, or are you sort of trying to draw in a lot of different genres when you're doing your remixing?
I can't make my mind up, actually. Mm-hmm. I can appreciate so many different types of music. I mean, being a full-time DJ, you really do need to have a broad range of tracks that you play as well. And in turn, like, I've got about four or five sounds with my remixes, and I just hope to look to put a particular vocal to a particular style. Some vocals suit better than other remixes, if that makes sense.
Now, so you've been playing Mardi Gras Party for 2 years now.
Yep.
And you were the youngest DJ to play the main room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big achievement.
It is a big achievement. Mm.
Yeah, it was a lot of... it was big boots to fill. Like, you just think it's quite a big responsibility playing to that amount of people, and you really want to make sure that you get it right for everyone. And there's such a broad range of the crowd. I mean, when you play in a particular nightclub, there is generally a rough crowd or a rough age group that you're playing to, but there is just everyone from all around. So you've really got to play quite a broad range of music that everyone will appreciate.
Now, a lot of people don't understand the time that goes into preparing a set and sort of tailoring a sound to that sort of an audience. How much work goes into, say, your set at Mardi Gras?
We found out... you find around September, October.
Right.
Yeah. And so you've always got it in the back of your head. Mm. Maybe this will be good. And you've got this big pool of music, and then you start to sort it out a month before. But we, especially this year, we sat down with the creative director for Mardi Gras, the four DJs that were playing in the RHI. We sat down together and went through, you know, what will be happening throughout the night, and, you know, at this time there's got to be lots of attitude in the music at this time, and you know, really hands in the air this time of the night. But that happened 2 months before, and then it was just all go.
Wow,
that's a lot of work. It's a big event, right? So you'd expect that if anything, any big event would need a whole lot of work to do it. But that's how long was your set?
We played for 4 hours. It was back-to-back with another DJ, Dom D'Souza, this year. And the year before, I think it was for 2 hours, two or three, I can't remember. But you've got to cram a lot into that amount of time. At the same time, they say don't, you know, no songs can repeat throughout the night. So we've got this big Google spreadsheet, and you know, sometimes you shotgun songs, and you know, particular people want a particular songs at the right time, and it made sense to, you know, oh, you can definitely have Crazy in Love, and you know,
I was going to say Kylie and Beyonce,
yeah,
property on that list, wouldn't they?
totally.
Did you have to fight anyone for any particular songs?
Not really. Like, it's actually great. We all got on really, really well together, and like some of us did shotgun particular songs, and at the same time we thought, okay, well, you know what, this song is probably more appropriate for your time slot, so you can, you know, there was no doubt, it's definitely for that, you know, definitely for that DJ.
Excellent. So you've done the natural DJ progression. You are now into doing remixes. The first remix that you did for Jessica Sutter had such a great result in the Billboard Club charts. Where to from here with your remixes? Is there anybody who you'd really like to work with?
Yes. I'm not sure whether it will ever happen, but I think a big goal for me would be either a Madonna or a Beyonce.
I think that's
secretly any gay DJ's dream, right?
Yeah. I think that can be done. I think we should start a hashtag, Adam loves Madonna, or Adam loves Beyonce, and we'll make sure it happens for you.
Yeah, we'll do that through the show.
Yeah, we'll do that. No problem.
If you could sort that out for me, that'd be amazing.
We'll talk to their people, not a problem. It's fine. Any particular song, if you had to do one of their back catalogue, is there one for each of them in particular that you would really like to have their full support in remixing?
I'd love to do something from Ray of Light. I think that was such an amazing album. Maybe Substitute for Love or Power of Goodbye or something like that would be really cool. Beyonce, where do you start?
Well, there's just so much to choose
from. Or Destiny's Child, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, you can't have that big. You gotta cut it down. You've got to cut it down. It's going to be easy for us to work for you here, see?
No, it's good. Like, I'm working with one of my friends at the moment where we're working on like little bootlegs from, and obviously they won't be approved and we probably won't be able to put them up, but they're great to be able to play out like at play live. And so we still get the chance to be able to, you know, remix the tracks, but even though they may not be approved, it's still a lot of fun being able to work on them.
And we'll still play it here, doesn't it? It doesn't. No one.
That's right.
None will stop us. None will stop us. It's all right. Not a problem at all.
Excellent. Well, Adam, thank you so much for taking the time to come in and chat with us. We really appreciate it. And we'll start getting the hashtag working, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon if we can get enough hashtag. Well, actually, you have got, I've heard on the grapevine that you have got a new little track that's come up out of the works.
Yes, I was just recently I was working on a track by an artist by the name of Gia, and the song had already been remixed, but I really loved the vocal, and I with the madness of you know the last couple of months, things had quietened down. I got down and worked on it. The track's called Bombs Away, and I just found out last week that it got approved. So that'll be going out to US Billboard DJs in the next, or well, sometime very soon. But it's sort of a nice classic house sort of feel, maybe channeling a little bit of Frankie Knuckles, Def Mix sort of sound. It was just such an amazing vocal to work with. Really, she's got a really, really good voice.
Having this success over in the States on the Billboard Club charts, does that then open up some avenues for you to go over to the States to be DJing?
It does, yes. I'd love to be able to go over and work over in the US, maybe in a year or so.
Yeah.
I think it's more of building a reputation. Like, I think if you get one on the charts, that's amazing, but I think you need to really get some momentum, so the more that you can be seen on the charts, the better. And then there's that opportunity to be able to maybe go over and work. But it is, I suppose, Australia geographically, it's sort of in the middle of nowhere, so it's quite an expense getting over there. So you've got to really make it worth it when you do go over.
True.
Just a bit of fundraising. That's what we're going to do. We'll be fine. Yeah. Sell some chocolates.
We do that
sell
well here at Joy, don't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go out cookies.
Yeah, that's fine. Go door to door. Now, I reckon what we might do is later on the show play the track, perhaps. I'm thinking that might be a little thing to do.
For sure.
I think that'd be nice. Mr. Adam Love. Sorry. DJ Adam Love, because you know there's such a thing as a mister when it comes to a DJ. They're always DJ.
Adam's fine.
No, it's a full. Well, we're ending the interview, so we have to use the full formal title. It's been a pleasure having a chat with you here on Joy.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to come down into the studio.
You are welcome here anytime. You are on Joy 94.9. We'll be back in a moment with God knows what. You're on Joy.
Joy 94.9. Who's lame? When you're in too deep and you can't escape, it's closing in, changing shape.
Couldn't get it all, couldn't get it all. So 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.